Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Beth.
Good morning.
We're joined right now by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. I'm surprised you guys aren't bringing the show outside this morning.
get out there while we can. Well, we have these little brief moments of nothing coming down. We had a bit coming over last night and got an interesting weekend for this St. Patrick's Day. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Paul.
Yes.
Thanks, Steve.
What has Mother Nature got in store? Are we going to get wet in our green today? Is that what's going to happen?
That's right. Eh? A little white on your green. You know, yes. A little flurries, a couple passing snow showers. But otherwise, very cloudy, very blustery out there. And that's going to be the case here through tomorrow and tomorrow night. A little bit of an easing up of those winds by Sunday. And more sunshine on the docket as well by that time. But today's temperatures will stay pretty steady from where they are this morning, right around 20. As winds out of the west gusting about 15 to 30 as well. Still some flurries, a couple snow showers tonight. Any amounts, just kind of a light coating for us. Lows at 12. West wind 15 to 30 into the night. And then cold and blustery Saturday, clouds, a few flurries and snow showers. 24 tomorrow, back to 11. Clear to partly cloudy Saturday night. Sunday, some sunshine, upper 30s. West wind 10 to 15. 21 Sunday night. And then getting into some mid-40s for highs Monday and Tuesday. Maybe some talk of a little bit of a mixed precip or some snow or rain mixed in. It's kind of the deal here as we get to midweek next week. But until then, still pretty quiet. At least for the first day or two of next week, and the warmer temps to be enjoyed as well.
So am I imagining things, or is it there like a cycle going on here? Because it seems like every Wednesday, Thursday, we're getting some of this weird precipitation kind of weather.
Yeah, it is. It very is much is. Yeah, it's like one system a week, it kind of hits in that same time frame lately. So, it's definitely been a cycle, and it's been a slow, sluggish start to spring, even though the first day of spring is Monday evening.
We'll try to celebrate it. We're looking forward to talking with you about it. Have a great weekend, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We'll talk next Monday.
Maybe that sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang.
I think somebody forgot to tell Mother Nature that it's supposed to be spring on Monday.
Yeah, somebody really, but I'm not going to remind her. I feel like it'll go over badly if I try to do it. But somebody should definitely try to do that. I heard slush. That's all I heard in that whole forecast was slush. We are back. We are still talking St. Patrick's Day. We've got just a little bit more to talk about when it comes to the subject. According to a new survey, about half of us are planning to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in some way, and 80% of those people plan to wear green today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for some, that could mean something minimal like green socks, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a shirt that you were given. The average person only plans to spend about $44 million on St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
$44.
That's a miscue right there. That is a typo.
I had $44 million to spend.
You know what? What do you say? We have a good time this year at St. Patrick's Day. I think you added a couple zeros there. $44 on St. Patrick's Day. But about half of America say that they'll celebrate in some way. So that could add up to about $6.85
billion. Wow.
Big consumer day.
Yeah.
It's a consumer holiday, maybe more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's way more than a leprechaun's pot of gold. One estimate claims the current market value of a pot of gold with 1,000 1-ounce gold coins is $1.84 million.
Wow.
Or about $1.1 million after taxes. The modern telling of following a leprechaun and to the end of the rainbow and finding their pot of gold, it ends a lot differently than it did like 30 years ago. Now you're looking at it like, I don't know if I can afford that tax break.
Yeah.
Geez. Mm-hmm. Do you have a Bitcoin? Do you have... Who knows? Who knows what that goes now?
Not Bitcoin.
Please don't do Bitcoin.
No.
Please don't do Bitcoin. Please, for the love of all that is. The St. Patrick's Day is the third most popular drinking day behind Mardi Gras and New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That said, St. Patrick's Day is the number one holiday for beer drinking. So even bigger than Mardi Gras or New Year's Eve. 31% of Americans plan to cook a special dinner on St. Patrick's Day, okay, as opposed to just having Hot Pockets or pizza. If you're looking for a nudge to eat cabbage, it's really healthy.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
1 pound of cabbage has 109 calories, 0.5 grams of fat, and 6 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a rich source of vitamins C and K, fiber, and potassium.
Yeah.
Potassium.
Yeah, we did the what I refer to as the Pennsylvania Dutch version of, of corned beef and cabbage last night.
Nice.
Hogma. So.
Good on you. Nice, yeah. Nice. Potassium, by the way, one of my favorite words.
Oh, yeah.
Love potassium. It's a fun word to say.
Very good for the body.
We have here a roundup of some other St. Patrick's Day madness as we kind of wrap up the topic here.
It's madness!
It is madness with March. There's a list of the top 10 lucky charms in Ireland, and it includes lucky underwear.
Okay.
It brings new meaning to the slogan, "Hands off me lucky charms." In a new survey, 2,000 adults, 38% of people said that they have lucky charms, but only 69% of those people believe that they do actually bring good luck.
Okay.
So the other 31% think that their luck charms are useless?
Yeah.
Well, I can answer that because I am one of those people. I wear on me a chimaruta. It is a Italian folk charm.
Okay.
My nana used to talk about these a lot when I was a kid, but she could never find one, never had one. And I wear one now in honor of her, my family, and a lot of what my family has gone through and been through from that country to this one. But it's not, I don't wear it believing it gives me good luck necessarily, even though that is kind of the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. I like to think that it does, but I don't expect that from it. I just wear it out of honor. Yeah. It is more of what it means to me.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's where a lot of the modern charm bracelets and things like that have moved to. Instead of being something to ward off evil, it becomes a way of honoring traditions and things like that. So you find charms that kind of represent an experience that you've had that you want to remember and carry with you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, chimaruta, another favorite word of mine.
That's a wonderful
word. Great word. In the U.S., people prepared for their festive outfit by searching stuff like green shirt, green sweatshirt, green crop top, green sweater, green jeans.
Crop top?
Green jeans. I guess, yeah. No green underwear, though. No green underwear,
oh,
really?
Come on.
Yeah. If you do wear green, go to Krispy Kreme. Participating locations are offering a free original glazed donut if you show up today wearing green. Nice.
I want a Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Oh, that I want
to go when the red light's on. It literally melts in your mouth.
Oh, it's so good. So good. They make those right.
Oh,
those
they
are
do.
Good. And the top ways we celebrate St. Patrick's Day are by wearing green, eating Irish food, pinching people who don't wear green, and of course having and drinking is another one. But there are so many better ways and other ways to celebrate.
Yeah, make sure that the person that you're trying to pinch is in on the joke. Don't just go around pinching people, especially in today's society. Could end
horribly. Horribly. Like, yes, I cannot stress that enough. I could not agree with you more, Beth. I can't think of more worse things to do in this day and age than in any way touching somebody and not, checking in on it first. And if that seems like overdone to you out there, too bad. That's kind of what we did to ourselves in society. We did this to ourselves as human beings and everything. Mm-hmm. We're trying to right the course now. Definitely. Imagine being, losing your job or being canceled or something like that because of pinching somebody.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. Just
don't.
Think. Don't. I was trying to look at for fun ways that people could celebrate the holiday without necessarily some of those other traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some quick things that came up we'll get into a little bit later.
Okay,
we'll touch
good.
On some of those a little bit later. I see some fun ones here though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do is do some celebrating with all of you and our great friends at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do is head on over to Misty's.
Yes.
They are open today.
They are.
6 to 2. Head on over there. Enjoy some corned beef and cabbage or fish fry or just a nice cup of coffee. Anything you have at Misty's, you are going to enjoy. And when you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Misty's Menu at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Let me look here. I have a 1, 2, 3. I need a 1 through 3, Beth.
2.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can go ahead and end that one. And then I need a 1 through 4.
Oh, 3.
All right. That gives us that qualifier, so we can go ahead and get right to the next one here, and where we already have a qualifier for Sunday.
1.
So nicely done, Beth. Nicely done. There we go. There's a 1. I even wrote a 1 there.
There you go.
There we go. Now we go for sure. we get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish extremely special happy birthday to the soul behind Civic Media in Sage Wild. Whale.
Happy birthday, Sage.
Wild. Sage, I've just met Sage in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those guys that I feel like I've known of much longer than that. Like,
yeah.
And you meet these people, and you're like, it feels like we hit on something.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good guy.
Yeah.
Just a good guy, period. Like, what you see is what you get. Incredibly intelligent, very fun to talk to, especially about subjects you may not gather. You may not think right out the gate and
stuff.
And certainly on a professional level, we greatly appreciate Civic Media not only coming in and purchasing WFHR and WIRI, but for those that didn't know, WFHR, it was just going to be us and not WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
They kept us together because we could keep our team together and because it was easier for our advertisers, easier for our sales team. It made sense.
Right.
It's one thing to say that. It's another to actually pony up and spend the money to do it. This is where putting your money where your mouth is, where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sage does very smartly, very well. Civic Media continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
He is an ambitious guy and love working for him. Working with him just as much. Wishing you a great day today, Sage. Enjoy your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Want to wish a happy birthday to one of the best actresses I will ever work with, Miss Amanda Meidel.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday, Mandy. Hope you have a great birthday. Enjoy your day. Mandy and I know each other from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Okay.
Have done like 90 plays together. Just one, and I mean it, one of the better actresses I've ever worked with. One of the
Wonderful.
Better all-around actors I've ever worked with. But that pales in comparison to the heart that Mandy has. She's just a good soul, good person. If you know Mandy, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Very
we should need a good one, Mandy.
Yeah.
I should teach her up in Stevens Point as well, something to keep over at the university. Of Stevens Point.
Good for her.
So go Pointers, and I'm sure many of you up there might know Mandy. And we also want to wish a happy birthday to Deanne McMiller.
Happy birthday, Deanne.
Her late mother had a March 17th birthday as well.
Aww.
So, Deanne, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Deanne.
Enjoy the bittersweet day.
Mm-hmm. And a very happy birthday, happy 70th birthday to our qualifier today, Jane Peltzer.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Enjoy your day. And her husband said to say happy birthday and happy St. Patrick's Day to Jane. So a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jane, as well. And to everybody out there that's celebrating their birthday on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, head on over to Misty's and get your free piece of pie.
Now, most times it seems like you don't want your birthday to be on a holiday or around it. It feels like the older you get, having your birthday on St. Patrick's Day, that's a win. Like, it's a party. It's an instant party.
There you go.
Actually feels like a really good one. Like, that seems like a pretty good fit. I don't know, but...
I'm going to go to the bar for my birthday, and look, everybody's celebrating. Awesome!
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How did you know I love green? Oh, that's so cool. Like,
Is that a prerequisite if you have your birthday on St. Patrick's Day that your favorite color has to be green?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I wonder. That's a good question. Moving on to March 18th, this Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dolores Becker.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Enjoy your day. A happy birthday to Marvin Coles.
Happy birthday, Marvin.
And a real happy birthday to Herb Kornholm.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy 62nd anniversary to Jim and Arlene Van Duzer, our qualifiers.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 62nd, you two.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy it. 60th anniversary, diamond is the traditional one.
Ooh.
And then for 65th, blue sapphire.
Ooh.
I think
so does that mean you should get them a blue diamond?
Yeah. 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 There you go. Yeah. So they they kind of like once you get to the 20th anniversary, they jump to like by fives.
Yeah.
I think that they need to redo that. Like, if you are celebrating a 20th anniversary, that's a huge win nowadays.
Right.
You deserve to celebrate your 21st, 22nd,
absolutely.
23rd. Like, there should be a special gift for all of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different day and age. Like, people lasting in their marriage that long, that is a superpower.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Jim and Arlene Van Duser. 62nd anniversary.
62.
I am going to be thinking about that throughout the day today, and that will make me smile whenever. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes, and if you get a chance, just shoot us an email with one thing that you've appreciated about the marriage over the last 62 years.
Oh, that's a great idea, Beth. That is a really, really good idea. I like that. You can do that by emailing me at James. Just do that to james.maloff@civicmedia.us. james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, we want to wish a happy birthday to Tracy Lee Dean.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
We hope it's a great one for you, Tracy. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Monday's right around the corner. We want your B-days for that and your anniversaries, of course. Send them to info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on Facebook. And as that email I gave you before, james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Yeah.
We take a look at our celebrity list right now. John Boyega is 31.
Okay.
He's Finn in the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good actor. Yeah. He did a really good job in those. Hoiser or Hoosier? The Take Me to Church guy.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
I've heard his name pronounced a million times, and I never remember how it's pronounced. Hoisier? Hoser? I want to say Hoser, and I know it's not Hoser, but that's because I grew up around a bunch of Canadians, my dad playing hockey. Yeah, Hoser? Hey, there, Hoser, take me to church.
Maybe
there,
he's
Hoser.
Trying to change that connotation to it.
Maybe. Hoser? I know it. It's bugging me. I know it. Grimes is 35. You know her from Medieval Warfare and Suicide Squad. She's been in a couple of things.
Okay.
Let's see here. Coco is 44, Ice-T's wife. Okay.
Oh.
Let's see here. One of the greatest soccer players any of us have ever seen, Mia Hamm, is 51 today.
Oh.
I loved watching her play.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah. Her footwork is incredible. Just incredible.
And as a captain, she just had some real strength in supporting that whole team.
There's no way women's soccer, not only here in America, but throughout the world, is where it is without people like Mia Hamm. They were the face of the sport for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew St. Patrick is 55 today. Keith on 6 Feet Under. He did a really good job on that show.
Yeah.
Now, his last name is St. Patrick, and he was born on St. Patrick's Day. That's interesting. Billy Corgan is 56 today, Smashing Pumpkins mastermind.
Okay.
If you're a fan of the Smashing Pumpkins, you have to be pretty much a fan of Billy Corgan almost, because he's pretty much the creation of all of that, really.
Okay.
Interestingly, the former Smashing Pumpkins bassist, Melissa Ofdermur, is 51 today. They both share a birthday.
Wow.
That's interesting. Rob Lowe is 59.
Yeah.
Looks 30.
I know.
It's not fair. He does look good.
And he's one of those actors that was very self-deprecating. You know, I think he was humble about how he was able to come. And then he had like a resurgence because he was gone for a while. Big in the 80s.
Yeah.
Didn't see him for a while. And then was it the Austin Powers movies that he really started to come back?
He, Rob Lowe, one of those early guys that was, he was ahead of his time. He had a sex tape before anybody else. and it got him blackballed and from the industry for a while. Nowadays, it would get you movie deals.
Oh, yeah.
But to his perseverance, kept in the industry, kept working at it. And yeah, comedies, it was actually Tommy Boy. That really gave him that opening to get into acting again, where he played Chris Farley's, you know, kind of a brother. And to your point about the self-deprecating thing, you would have never seen Rob Lowe before that doing a role like that. But in that one, he got manure thrown on him and all this stuff and everything. and he was a good sport about it. People talked about him on set like he was so happy to be there. Him and Farley got along really good.
Oh, good.
Him and David Spade, till to this day, I think, stories about Farley, and I think that's a really strong point. It's you did something that, you know, whether it was right or wrong, I think mm-hmm. that's a personal basis. Right. Like, you know, decide that yourselves. I don't think that somebody should be canceled for doing something in the privacy of their own home that gets leaked out and then right. their own, you know, that they did not leak out themselves and stuff. It's interesting that the Kardashians released their sex tape and nobody gives them a hard time about that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they become millionaires off of it, where this happens and, you know, not 10, 15 years before.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think he's on a 911 show now, too, Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
One of my favorite actors of all time, one of the biggest influences I will ever have, and somebody that to this day I thank for taking some time to talk to me and my class, Mr. Gary Sinise is 68 today.
Wow.
Lieutenant Dan on Forrest Gump, yeah. along with many, many other things. Gary Sinise is one of the greatest all-around actors you will ever see. That man can do it all and make you feel every little syllable of every word he delivers. Mm. And that pales in comparison to what he has done for our soldiers, for our veterans. The work that he has put into that from day one, that is what Gary Sinise has been all about. Mm-hmm. Long before you knew him as Lieutenant Dan, we knew him in Chicago as somebody who raised awareness and funds for veterans and conversations about veterans, the VFWs. He has been this guy his whole life. This was not something he put on because he did Forrest Gump or played a lieutenant or something like that. It's actually the opposite. He played Lieutenant Dan because he wanted to play an officer because he has such a respect for this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just one of the greats. Love Gary Sinise. Another one of my favorites, Kurt Russell, 72 today. Love Kurt Russell.
Former child star.
Yeah. Wyatt Earp and Tombstone, still the greatest performance of Wyatt Earp, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Santa in the Christmas Chronicles, mm-hmm. Snake in the Escape from New York. I know all those roles are better than the one I'm going to mention, but Overboard.
Yep, I was just going to go there with Goldie Hawn.
I just love their chemistry. I love that movie because the chemistry those two share in that movie, it's just a fun one. It, for some reason, that movie still hits me. It makes me laugh or I enjoy it. I don't know. I haven't seen it in years, so I shouldn't say that. But I know the last time I watched it, I stuck on it for a little bit when I came up on the TV.
So were they a couple before they made that movie? Or in making that movie, did they become a couple?
They were a couple before.
Okay.
Before.
I'm not ever sure about the timeline, but you can tell in that movie that they just... And it's one of those relationships where you can tell they just have fun together.
Yeah.
You know, they can give each other a hard time and they're okay with it.
they really seem like they really seem like they got it down. Like whatever they're doing, it seems to be working.
Yeah.
And also a happy birthday to Patrick Duffy, 74 today for Dallas and Step by Step star.
Yeah.
Another big actor. And the great John Sebastian is 79 today, lead singer of The Lovin' Spoonful, and the man who sang the incredible, great, maybe the greatest theme song of all time, Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yep.
I can't do that today in our Star of the Day. I wanted to, but I'm like, well, it's too on the nose, and I'm going to be mentioning the guy's birthday, so that's almost too easy. I know I make him easy sometimes, but trust me, today's isn't that hard.
Okay.
It's not that hard. Patty Boyd is 79 today as well, ex-wife of George Harrison and Eric Clapton, and the song Layla is about her. Paul Kattner, no longer with us, born in 1941, passed away in 2016. Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. Because he left the band in 84 that the other members renamed themselves Starship.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to touch on some birthdays for Saturday. Queen Latifah is 53 on Saturday.
The Enforcer.
Yeah. Jerry Cantrell, guitarist and co-singer on Alice in Chains. Vanessa Williams is 60.
Wow.
Save the Best for Last. So many other good songs she did. And let me see here. Charlie Pride would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday as well. Born in 1934, passed away in 2020. And Wilson Pickett, born in 1941, passed away in 2006. Midnight Hour, Mustang Sally, Land of a Thousand Dancers.
Yeah.
So many great ones. Those were your Saturday celebrity birthdays. And Sunday, Andy Reid, 65. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs and one of the greatest actors I've ever seen.
Wow.
You watch that commercial of his, and he just nails that commercial.
Oh.
Every time I watch it, it makes me laugh. And it makes me wonder, does Andy Reid, is he just a great, like a sneaky good actor, or did he even know they were filming a commercial? I have no idea what the truth is, and I don't want to know.
There you go.
I love Andy Reid. Great one. Congratulations, coach, on your second Super Bowl. The great Bruce Willis is 68.
Wow.
Second favorite action star of all time to Bruce Lee. I hope Bruce Willis is enjoying his life as much as possible and relaxing and enjoying retirement. Well-earned, sir, and thank you so dang much for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot imagine a world in an entertainment world without Bruce Willis, without Bruno.
Yeah.
He was my guy. He's just one of those guys. I think a lot of people felt that way about many of us 80s kids just love Bruce Willis.
Hudson Hawk.
Yes. Beth, you are the greatest. I can hug you right now. So I wanted to mention a Bruce Willis role that not many people know about. That was, to me, a sneaky good movie. A lot of people think it was a horrible movie. But I'm a big Danny Aiello fan, too. And those two were so good together.
Oh, yes.
If you are a Bruce Willis fan and you feel like, especially in the last year or so, and you know you're not going to get any new Bruce Willis movies and everything because he is retired now, forced retirement, and that's a movie you haven't seen, well, there's a way to get a new Bruce Willis movie. And I promise you'll like it. Like, just go in and enjoy it. Just you know, go in and have fun with it.
It's more like his Moonlighting. I loved him in the show Moonlighting.
Yes.
And it's much more that kind of a persona in that movie. And that's why I appreciate it, because he'd been so known for and doing Die Hard and all of those action films. So to see the lighter side of him again is just wonderful.
That was my first introduction to Bruce Willis as well. My mother was a huge Moonlighting fan. Sybil Shepherd, she was a big fan of. So we watched that. And this guy on there was just so charismatic. He was so he had a good energy to him. And if you can't tell from guys like guys like Robin Williams, I was drawn to that charismatic kind of like more talking with your hands movement kind of guy. And Bruce, one of my guys. Happy birthday, Bruce. And I hope you were relaxing and enjoying retirement. Glenn Close is 76 today. Just one of the greatest actors to ever do it. There's a theme going on here with these days here. I kind of wish I was bored around this.
I know.
That's pretty cool. Ruth Poynter, 77 on Sunday. The Poynter sisters, of course. And some people no longer with us that would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, like Paul Atkinson, born in 1946, passed away in 2004. The Zombies, tell her no, she's not there. And Wyatt Earp, born in 1848, passed away in 1929. Legendary U.S. Marshal of Tombstone, Arizona, who led the gunfight at O.K. Corral that Kurt Russell played.
Yeah, I was just going to say, on the same weekend.
That's crazy. My internet just went out, so I'm going to go ahead and try to fix that. You guys go ahead and sit back and listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's Menu. Enjoy yourself. One more time, a very happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody from today to this weekend. Enjoy. We hope it's a great one for you. We'll be back with more fun after Melissa's news here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Oh, man. If anybody wonders why he's one of my best friends in the world. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Yeah, it goes away. All of this and more of nothing. Easily one of their most underrated songs.
Mm.
That Unplugged album is better than Nirvana's.
It's good.
I'm sorry.
It's really good.
I know that might be anger some people. Nirvana's is really, really good. Nirvana's Unplugged album is a classic. Mm-hmm. Alice in Chains blows it away. Blows it away.
Good stuff.
It's really, really good. That's saying, and that's not an insult to Nirvana. It's a compliment to Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
It really is good. And awesome. How cool is that? Jerry Cantrell's birthday.
Yeah, I noticed that at the way in. I was like, oh.
There are no coincidences. As you can tell, Seth Habhagger has joined us. We have the Habhaggers with us right now. Just for a segment. Beth has got other things to do.
She's
got to
get going.
I appreciate you sticking around, Beth, because you're going to add to this conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about different ways for people to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, the traditional stuff, of course, is all out there. But let's touch on some other things. And you actually had something fun happen this week with one of the boys.
Yeah. Our youngest at school, the classroom has been visited by leprechauns throughout the week that has tossed over desks of people that have had messy desks and collected library books and hid them all over the room. And so the teacher yesterday taught them how to make leprechaun traps. So our youngest got very creative last night.
Yeah, he did.
And made this very elaborate, which I am kicking myself that I did not get a picture of, leprechaun trap, because the leprechaun came and knocked it over and took the coins that he had put there. So it was destroyed and I didn't get a picture of it.
Mm. That's so good.
Too bad.
It's a shame. It's a shame. But that's so awesome. God, I love that. Wake, wake, nudge, nudge on that one.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. What a great idea. Kudos to teachers for doing it. I know it's not a new idea, but whoever came up with that, I'm almost positive it was a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
great
sure.
thinking. Yeah. Great idea. Well,
Such a
fun idea.
He was even sent home with a few, like, three little things for supplies and then encouraged to kind of build on that. So, and he, this child has the biggest imagination. So we had like a giant roll of newsprint. We had a whole bunch of empty paper towel and toilet paper tubes. And what else did he have?
He had signs.
Yeah, he made signs.
Free coins.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
To try to direct the leprechaun up to where it needed to go.
Free coins.
And then laid a couple of extra along the way to tempt him into the bigger pot.
God, do I love this. Why? There's certain things I feel like as adults we should be in on. We should.
Yeah, seriously.
We've already stolen enough from kids, Halloween alone. But this is something we'd have fun with this one as adults.
I'm thinking you want us to do a world record, right?
Yes.
Maybe our station needs to come up with the world's largest leprechaun trap.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
That could be our world record right there.
Put a pin in that one and hang on to it. That's a good one.
Let's contact the Guinness people first.
Okay.
Not just doing the, we can't. No, there's no record. What?
Man, I love the idea of us going through
start
with this.
It. And then,
yes,
come
it's
on.
Not even a Guinness record. It's not even. They're just looking at us like, what? Stop calling us.
Yes.
Stop.
Keep asking them, can I do a record on this? Can I do a record on this?
As a behind the curtain look, when I said that, I did the phone thing. I did the phone, like the old phone the thing, old like thing. The way you put your fingers out or whatever.
Ask a millennial to do that. They don't put up the same sign.
No, they don't.
They cup their
they
hand
cup their
like
hand.
Their
they
cell
cup their
phone.
Hand. Yep. Yeah.
When in improv, it happens like once a week, pretty much. And you can always tell who's older and who isn't by the way they do it.
So if you ever want to know a person's age, because you're not quite sure, ask them, how do you do a telephone?
Yeah, that'll show you
and
right
then,
away.
That'll tell you. Give you a good range.
So I think that's a fun way, especially family activity, way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day today.
Yeah.
You know, creating a leprechaun trap, if you will. Or you can grow a leprechaun.
Ooh.
Decorate a terracotta pot with a leprechaun face, fill the pot with soil, and add shamrock seeds. Place the pot in a sunny place and watch the hair of your leprechaun grow.
Okay.
A chia con.
But that's kind of reverse, isn't it? Aren't they supposed to have red hair and green?
Like
but you know, hey, it works. Maybe make the face upside down. So it's growing the beard.
Oh, so that's creative.
They mentioned living a greener life. Use this green month to teach your children how the efforts can help the environment, conserve water, and taking shorter showers, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's never a bad time to do that. There's never a bad, literally never a bad time to do that.
No.
Make Irish soda bread.
Ooh.
Very good.
Combine 4 cups of flour, 4 tablespoons of white sugar, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of... I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I didn't realize that's what it was. I would Google or whatever search engine you use, make Irish soda bread and find, you know, the recipe that works for you. That's a fun idea.
Will it work if you make beer bread today?
Well, it's close.
Especially if it's green beer.
I think so. I think you get it.
Get green beer bread.
Make incorporate a green veggie into your dinner plate tonight. That's another way. So maybe if you're not going to have corned beef and hash, maybe you've got some green beans or broccoli or something like that. Make rainbow cupcakes. Prepare a box of white cake mix as directed, and then you add in the sprinkles and stuff.
Oh, she knows how to do that. Mm. She makes a really good rainbow cake.
Or you separate the batter and put food coloring in each of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make green flowers. Buy a bouquet of white carnation. Fill a vase with water and several drops of green food coloring. Make a fresh cut in the bottom of the flower stems before placing them in the vase. Watch as the green food coloring slowly makes its way up the stem and into the white flower, turning the petals green.
Oh my gosh. I've lived this long and I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah.
I'm just learning it too.
Wow.
Me and you both,
really?
Brother. Me and you both. Yeah, I had no
idea.
Did
not know that.
That literally, as I was saying it, you can hear my mind exploding. Like, I had no idea. That is so cool.
That is cool.
That is awesome. Flowers are so powerful. They're really
nice
something.
Little science experiment. This is how flowers get their nutrition.
We are doing this.
Yeah.
That is
an
too
experiment
cool.
here in the studio, yeah.
One of the last ones they suggest is watch an Irish movie together. And that's not a bad idea. There are plenty of great Irish actors, Irish movies. We just got done celebrating one of the Inchar's the Banshee. That movie that's been very well celebrated, that takes place, filmed in Ireland. Two of the greater Irish actors in the world today in it. Along with many others. I was thinking I should also include Colin Farrell in that, because Colin Farrell has come a long way as an actor. I was thinking of the two nominees, but there's a lot of great Irish actors in that one. But I also encourage people to maybe take it a step farther and going into historical figures. Michael Collins, Bobby Sands, Greg Connellan, Veronica Garian. There's a lot of incredibly important people that you can't tell the story of humanity without including some of these people.
Right.
And it's a great way to kind of learn, not only learn some cool history, but also learn about them and about that.
Or early Sean Connery, Darby O'Gill in The Little People. One of his earliest roles.
That's a great one. That's a great choice.
Yeah, what's
that?
Maureen O'Hara?
Was she in that?
No, but no, I'm saying she's an Irish actor.
Yeah. Oh, yes, what, yes, she was.
What was the one where the I want to say it's Ballyhoo, or the community that disappears?
Oh!
It's a musical.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Brigadoon.
Thank you, Brigadoon.
Man, it was on the tip of my tongue.
But the first one that came to my mind was actually The Quiet Man.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
One of the longest fight scenes.
Yeah.
My mom's favorite. My mom loves The Quiet Man. That's one of those ones. If that's on, don't even try to talk to her. Don't even.
John Wayne.
Yep. John Wayne.
That's it. John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne.
Maureen O'Hara.
Anything with John Wayne, my mother.
I'm just saying.
There you go.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
We are going to get out of here on this, but Beth, thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Friday.
It's been a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to hanging out again on Monday and having the kitchens open at 9 o'clock and all that. Make sure to be joining us on Monday for that, everybody. You have a great St. Patrick's Day, Beth.
You as well.
We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you. You call up at 424-2600, you get it right, and boom, just like that, you win two Conker mixers, two value baskets from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We wish a very happy St. Patrick's Day to our friends over at Culver's.
Yes, indeed.
Hope you're having fun. We apologize for the long break there, everybody. Had some technical difficulties in the background.
Yes.
Trying to get that stuff figured out, but we'll get that there, and we're ready to go here, because we have got our theme song all lined up. So get ready to call 424-2600. Let Seth and I know what TV show this is from. I feel like it's going to be pretty easy.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune.
I have to let them finish.
Problem, yes.
If no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
And let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Good morning, sir. Is that the A-Team?
Yes, it is. Yes. Congratulations. Woo. Nicely done. Can I get your first name, sir?
My name is Rick.
Rick, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Rick, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Awesome. Rick, you knew that one right away. You called in quick.
Yes, I did. I was just right place, right time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Perfect. That's fantastic. Rick, I don't know if you're busy right now, but if you don't mind hanging on the line at the top of the hour, we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, that sounds great, sir.
If we get disconnected, please feel free to call right back. But Rick, thank you so much for being our star of the day. My agent will be in touch with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks,
Rick. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's a good guy right there, Rick.
Yeah.
That's a good guy. Yes, so we got to. I just got to play a little more of this here.
Yeah.
Notice I snipped it out right at the A-Team. I had to take that out. Like that was going to, like you weren't going to know what it was,
right.
Even if I took that out. It's one of the greatest intros ever.
Man, Mike Post.
Oh.
The king of TV themes. I think we can say that now. That's another one of his. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a huge A-Team fan. I wanted to be every character. Every character I liked. At different times, I wanted to be Face. At other times, I wanted to be B.A.
Yeah.
You know, it's Hannibal was great. Great actors, great cast.
Man.
Underrated TV show in some ways. Also, probably doesn't hold up at all.
No. I got to say, it wasn't what it was. It did the over the top thing, and it was like, we don't care. Yeah, we know this is ridiculous, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yes.
Which is, I got to give them credit for that.
Yeah. And it was something that I, you know, it speaks to the times. We could get away with that in the 80s. In fact, if you weren't over the top, it wasn't 80s. Like, I don't think you were doing it right.
Think of some of the other shows that were hits in the 80s. The Fall Guy.
Yes.
The Dukes of Hazzard. All just crazy over the top silly things, man.
I know it doesn't really. Like, there's a reason we grew, we moved on and everything, but there's a part of me that does kind of miss some of that stuff.
Yeah,
it does miss some of the fun that was the 80s.
The bad guys could shoot, you know, hundreds of rounds and not hit anything, you know?
Nobody ever reloaded. Not one time did anybody ever reload in any action movie sequence, movie, TV show, anything, from 1979 to, I believe, 1993.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody reloaded a weapon. Every weapon had unlimited amounts of ammunition.
Just like you could do that, like, to cheat in Doom. You know?
Yes.
You could have unlimited ammo.
Exactly like that.
Every TV show in the 80s. That's right.
It's something about it. We will go ahead and we're going to continue. We continue the kind of the Star of Day talk and everything. Mm-hmm. I did want to thank Culver's one more time. We've been doing this for years with our friends from Culver's.
Yeah.
And just a gigantic shout out to them. I know that there's a lot of great places to go for a good meal on St. Patrick's Day. Visit our friends at Culver's. I guarantee they got something nice for you there.
That's right. Including a very good fish sandwich, if that's what you're on this Lenten Friday. Get your fish there. Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I did want to make sure to mention, the fish fries.
Yes.
You know, of course, over there. And not just there, but anywhere here in town, you're going to find a good fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to check that out as well.
Indeed.
We got some That Ain't Right stories coming up a little bit later, Seth. I want to touch on one of them right now. So much for friendly skies. Last summer, an Alaskan Airlines flight was delayed 3 hours because two pilots were fighting. And last Sunday, a SkyWest flight from LA to Houston was delayed over an hour because two flight attendants were going at each other.
Jeez.
ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer was on the flight, and she was posting about it on social media. It started before takeoff, and when a woman in first class requested a seat switch with a person in coach so that she could sit back with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
One flight attendant said that was cool. The other said no. That ignited an argument between the two flight attendants that escalated to the point where they refused to work together.
Oh, my goodness.
Brewer said it seemed like they had prior beef.
I'm guessing.
1,000% they had some prior beef. Eventually, a new set of flight attendants were brought into the planes, and the flight was finally able to take off. SkyWest said, "We hold all our employees to the highest standards of professionalism and are conducted an internal investigation." It doesn't sound like you got to do a whole lot of investigating on this one.
I would say no. Man. And you do it in such a public place.
Yeah.
If you get into an argument or something in a plane, everyone's going to hear it. Everyone's going to see it. You're in an enclosed space. Man.
I feel like in those moments, maybe it's a lot clearer than I'm making it, you really are not thinking straight.
No.
It's the definition of not thinking straight. Like, you know, you're when people fight in planes, it just boggles my mind. Like, you have to be forgetting where you are.
Yeah, you must.
That's all I can think. Because,
lose your mind and go, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's okay for me to act like a child this high up in the sky in this tin can. Like, if you think that, I guess.
I got to say, that has to beat the weirdest delay I've ever been a part of with a flight. Just recently, it wasn't a couple years ago.
Hmm.
They had to bring a new chair for the pilot.
Oh, weird.
And that took a half, 40 minutes. I can't remember. It took a while.
Whoa.
For some reason, it was like a safety issue, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, at first they thought they could fix it. Oh, it'll be 15 minutes, everybody. And then longer, and we're waiting.
Oh, no.
We have to get a new chair. And to be fair, the guy who was making the announcement, the co-pilot or whatever, sounded really sheepish. He's like, yeah, we got to get a new chair for them. Yeah.
You know it's not good when the pilot is going ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere like five-ish minutes, maybe, give or take. Do you got a book with you?
Yeah, exactly. crazy, man.
It's not a good sign. Not a
Never
good sign.
A good sign. Never a good sign.
I did want to mention the reason we chose the A-Team. For one, we have never done the A-Team.
Which is surprising to me, but me too. That's great.
I actually feel a little like I should apologize for that. Like, as a
child of the 80s that you are.
I should have did that a long time ago. I'm so sorry to the audience. But also, the show ran for 5 seasons on NBC television from January 23rd to 1983 to December 30th, 1966. Mm-hmm. And just thought that was there was some noteworthy things. The final two episodes, of course, were quite impactful too. I think they wrapped up the series pretty well also. It's kind of cool. Seth and I are going to wrap up this hour. When we come back in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with some entertainment and information for you.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit of that a little bit later, some that I write stories, good stories of the day. We're also going to preview our weekend schedule as much as we know of it. with March Madness, of course.
Some stuff up in the air. Yep.
There's some things that are in flux, so we'll talk about that and let you know a little bit more about our schedule this weekend. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. All this to gear you up for Morning Magazine, where we are going to welcome in part one, Senator Patrick Testin, and in part two, we'll talk with the League of Women Voters.
Cool.
Looking forward to all of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Especially, we say a good morning to our friends over at Midstate at the 2023 Legislative Breakfast that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Melissa, Steph, I think, is over there. I hope they're having a good time. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves and looking forward to hearing how the event went with Senator Testin.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.